This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I know this has been a pretty tumultuous weekend, a lot to talk about. There's been some rumors that there's a new COVID strain in the United States. The CDC debunked it temporarily, but we'll talk about what's going on. A new COVID strain has been detected in Japan that they believe came from Brazil. So it's going to seem like a little bit of a confusing time when it comes to COVID, but we'll walk you guys through it like we usually do. Very, very confusing time on our cancel culture. And Trump is in the process of getting canceled. And platforms that, you know, people thought that they had some freedom on, owned by private companies, don't seem to be so free. And many of you have been very anxious about some of the latest developments. We're going to talk about that. I talk a lot about psychology on the show. I talk a lot about how to kind of, you know, approach things so you aren't as anxious. I get it's a very, very stressful time, so we'll kind of walk through it and see what we could do to kind of calm things down a little bit. We have to talk about coffee. People hate it when I bring up nutrition and I bring up food and, you know, certain lifestyle changes we may have to make, because coffee is supposed to be, you know, so healthy and good for you, and coffee is supposed to possibly reduce cancer, but there's a couple times when we might need to calm down on the coffee, so I'm going to bring that up. Please don't get mad, all right? We'll keep it a variety, because I don't want people getting mad and thinking that I'm going to bash coffee. People did not like the fact that I brought up the barbecue sauce, had a lot of sugar, had a lot of salt, had a lot of acidity. Guys, that's the problem, you know? I talk health, I talk sports, I talk politics, I talk economy. I got to talk about health sometimes, people. All right? And I know people don't like to be reminded of things that they shouldn't be doing. But look, it's January. If we were ever going to, you know, try to make some of these resolutions stick, now's a month to do it. This is also the month to raise awareness for human trafficking. So the Department of Homeland Security and their Blue Campaign is very strong message, and you're going to see a lot of people wear blue today. And sometimes we wear blue for autism, sometimes we wear blue for other reasons. I believe there's another blue day in April, but today's blue day, Wear Blue Day, is raising awareness for human trafficking. And we know that there's human trafficking, and you know, I guess there's been a lot of theories about QAnon and how, you know, trafficking might be, you know, a vehicle of some of our previous governments. But what I can attest to, all right, you know, because I don't really like to, you know, I don't really like to perpetuate any theories, is human trafficking is a huge problem. It's basically slavery. It's people in servitude, in bondage, not only forced into prostitution and sex acts, but also forced into free labor. Forced into these roles where they can't get out of because their captor is using either fraud, they're using coercion, threats. Sometimes it could be direct physical abuse. Sometimes it could be psychological abuse, blackmail. And so trafficking is happening, and this is, I believe, an underestimated number. 40.3 million cases worldwide. I think that's a gross underestimation. In the United States, anywhere between 14,500 to 17,500 human trafficking cases, they believe. Again, we think it's an underestimation. And so the Blue Campaign and January 11th, Wear Blue Day, is supposed to kind of remind people to be on the lookout for this and how to report it. Now, I wrote an article that's on my Twitter and Facebook giving some numbers on where to report it. But what are some signs that you could be, you know, in society with somebody that is currently being trafficked and not able to tell you that they're enslaved or, you know, so children, by the way, anybody could be trafficked, men, women, people of all ages, but children seem to be at the highest risk, especially those that might not have a lot of supervision, might not have a lot of resources to them. And there are people out there that are predators, and they find these kids, they find these adolescents, they find these young women and young men, and they know exactly how to entrap them. And so, you know, some of the signs that somebody might be at risk of being trafficked, either currently or in the future, is somebody who's really kind of not connected with their family. They don't really have a tight family. They don't, maybe they, you know, their family's off and spread across the United States or working or, you know, but they don't really have that, they aren't close to their family or to their community. The child maybe has dropped out of school. If they dropped out of school and they're not where most kids are, they could be out and about, and that could be, that could put them at risk. If they have, if you see a child that has like a new change in behavior, sometimes drugs are used to draw these kids in. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's, look, you need a job? I got a job. I mean, look at the whole Jeffrey Epstein issue, right? You know, these were kids. They were at school. Somebody's like, you know, would you like to make some money for Christmas? They're like, yeah, I could, what do I have to do? You know, well, you know, we got to, you know, probably give some massages. Oh, I could give massages. What do you need? Just kind of need your hands. I could do that. And then they get caught in a trafficking ring. You know, these are, they, it's not, you know, so, it's not just an immediate abduction for some of the cases. It's more subtle. So when you see a child that, let's say, is, you know, not, doesn't have a good social support, might be into drugs, might be dropping out of school, our intervention isn't so much when we want them in school and we want to control them and all that, is we want to make sure predators don't get to them. I gotta apologize this. If they're in unsuitable living conditions, if they seem to show signs that they've been denied, like food, water, medical care, if you see any sign of neglect, that could be that that person is not with their family, but in a situation where they're kind of enslaved. So, wear blue day, hashtag, we're supposed to wear blue and post pictures on social media. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I'm still on Twitter. I know some people are upset about that. There's a lot we need to talk about. I've received many of your emails and your notes and your Facebooks and your texts and your tweets. And tweet messages. Thank you, guys. I understand it's a very tumultuous time. I told you 2021 was not going to be, you know, all roses, Guns N' Roses, maybe guns, who knows, but all, I don't know, rainbows and clouds, and 2021 was going to be pretty hectic, okay? You know, and we're going to be talking more about lifestyle, you know, as this show progresses, but right now, lifestyle really surrounds a lot of what we do every day, whereas, you know, as it relates to social media, as it relates to work, as it relates to stress. And so, very, very stressful time. People feel that their go-tos, let's say, for entertainment, such as Twitter, Facebook, parlor have the ability to, at a moment's notice, get shut down or to shut you out. And people don't like change. You know, I mean, as a physician, I've seen this for decades, and I'm like this myself. I don't like change. I want to know that when I wake up in the morning, I can have my, I don't have coffee, but I can have my bowl of cereal, okay, which has some sugar in it, which I need to cut, turn on my computer, surf the social media. Apparently, social media seems to give you a lot of news that I have to actually hunt for many times. You know, Google will give us the news that Google wants to give, Bing as well. I think there's also DuckDuckGo. So I go to Facebook and I get to see both the right and the left, you know, news. And then I go and I cross-check and fact-check. And then I actually have to look up the source to get the news that I want to. And, you know, it's a routine I have each day and I'm comfortable with it. Well, people don't like change. That's why they didn't like the masks. That's why they didn't like their neighborhood bakery or store or salon getting closed down. That's why they didn't like their income changing. You know, we have enough variables in our life, and then all of a sudden to not be able to work. And so when the election came, you had half the country that wanted a new president, half the country not wanting a new president, wanting to stay with Trump. And it didn't just end there. Right? As we saw, there were a lot of allegations of fraud and shenanigans, you know, with the election. But Twitter and Facebook and many of these tech giants, these social media giants, have been waiting for an opportunity to fight back at the Trump administration for giving them a lot of crap for being monopolies and antitrust sort of allegations. And the opportunity arose after the Capitol Hill protest turned riot. The Save America rally was a rally. Started out nice. True, when you had tens of thousands of people there, something's going to happen. Unfortunately, though, there were plans. There were plans in place that if things didn't go the way that some protesters wanted, they would mount a attack, shall we say. Now, thank God they didn't, you know, shoot up senators and representatives. This could have been way, way worse. This could have been worse. But there were people that died, multiple people that died so far, whether it was being shot from Capitol Police, whether it was from suicide, multiple deaths did occur. And President Trump had wanted America to not stand for what happened with the election. Did President Trump tell people to go and storm Capitol Hill? I didn't see that, but according to Twitter, they believe that the language Trump used was sedition, and they have every right to cancel him. Now, that made people very, very nervous because if Twitter could cancel the President of the United States, they could block the voice of anybody. Now, keep in mind, Twitter is a private company. Facebook is a private company. We let these private companies get this big. Amazon. Amazon is huge. I use Amazon. I have stopped shopping at Walmart. And you guys know I went to Walmart in every city I went to. Would be on vacation, I'd go to Walmart. All I would do is go to Walmart. Since the lockdown and the ease at which Amazon, you know, is able to ship goods, I've been using Amazon exclusively. So what happens if all the other retail and businesses fall apart, fall out, and they can't survive, and then something happens with Amazon? Or Amazon decides to say, you want to know what? We're not going to serve certain people that might have had to do with, you know, this particular political candidate or not. We did this. We made Twitter more popular than it probably should have been. We made Facebook more popular. Why? It was free. It was free. I mean, yeah, we had to pay for, you know, internet and, you know, 5G service, and, you know, we had to pay for our smartphone, but the app is free. We're able to go on. I'm able to communicate with people from second grade free. And so we started to learn how to communicate. I remember bucking Facebook originally. I'm like, I don't like posting pictures of myself. I don't like the way I look on camera. I mean, I've really changed completely. And I'm like, I don't want everybody to know my business. I don't want people to know where I'm going, you know, and I don't want people to know that, you know, the cat sleeps on my face and then I get a runny nose the next day, and I don't want to show pictures of the cat on my face and how disgusting that is. And then all of a sudden, we've changed. Society in the last 10 years, 12 years have changed to, you know, we're going to tell everybody everything. Now, many of you don't, which is, I think, a very healthy lifestyle choice. But for those of us that like to live the lifestyle of, you know, this is how I communicate now. I like to let people know from second grade that I'm doing this. Those bullies that beat up on me in the fifth grade, they now get to see what I'm doing. Ha ha on you. So it's changed our approach because we've been able to communicate. And being able to communicate is probably one of the most gratifying gifts. When we don't think we could communicate, it is very, very frustrating. You know, I've spoken to stroke victims, and they are more upset about their voice and their ability to talk sometimes than their limb weakness. People want to be able to communicate. That was one of the reasons why people were bucking the masks. People want to communicate, and when you cover up half the face, you can't use the mouth. And we use the mouth, and we could do blinking, and we could try to express ourselves with our eyes, but, you know, when your face is half covered, you lose the ability to communicate. So we have private companies that have gotten so big that people look at them as being run by, you know, the government. They're not run by the government. These are private entities. And these private companies could do anything they like. But you have half the country going, but I don't want my president canceled. So what does canceled mean? So this cancel culture is, you know, for those people that do things that are racist, that are heinous, that are not along the grain of society, they either their show gets canceled, their products get canceled, they get their statue, you know, or if they've had a history, you know, that was a history that had some dark history to it, their statue comes down. So the cancel culture is now extending to Trump. And so we're starting to see multiple companies and multiple entities wanting to edit out or distance themselves from our still current president. That makes people nervous. Right? People have been nervous for a while. We talked about that with the Me Too movement. People have been nervous that they could do something, and years later, it come back to haunt them. They could say something, it comes back to haunt them. We built this system where we are dependent on social media. I mean, if I had to give any lifestyle advice, it would be try to get off social media. Now, me being in the media, I can't leave Twitter. I'm not leaving. If Parler does come back on, I'm not leaving Parler. I'm not leaving any of these because in the media, I, you know, still need to be able to, you know, put my health articles up and things like that. But, you know, Parler was supposed to be a go-to for people that didn't want to be censored. It was a private company. But that private company needed other private companies. They needed Google. Parler needed Apple. Parler needed sponsors. So Parler is, quote-unquote, getting canceled. Now, mind you, I don't want to see hate speech on any of these platforms. But if you're going to cancel somebody, make sure you cancel then anybody with hate speech. If they're a terrorist, if there are, you know, people, you know, talking about death to America on Twitter, I'd like to see that same passion canceling them, you know, than you're doing with somebody else. But unfortunately, there's a precedent that's being set that scares a lot of us in the media and scares a lot of people in America, whether they're Democratic or Republican, and that they are right now reliant on a form of communication that could cancel them in a second and censor them. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats introduced articles of impeachment accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. Republicans, meanwhile, blocked Democrats' first effort this week to remove the president from office, a unanimous consent resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence to use the 25th Amendment to remove the president. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, says this is not the way to unite the country.
I think we need to lower the rhetoric. We need to get some unity going. If Joe Biden, once it gets his administration on course, the Democrats need to start thinking about what they'd like to accomplish rather than having a vendetta against Donald Trump. So
that audio courtesy of Fox News. Snow is moving across the deep south after leaving its mark on Texas. The National Weather Service saying Austin received anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow. USA Radio News. The United States is at 40 straight days where more than 100,000 Americans are in the hospital for COVID-19 treatment. Infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are continuing to soar, and health officials are blaming it on holiday gatherings for millions of Americans. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease expert. He tells CBS News,
these random occurrence from the leak in concert with the random movements creates an unpredictable flow. Airflow on droplets can give these droplets superpowers, make them smaller and lighter and keep them suspended in the air and potentially blow them around. And that's what we call aerosol generation.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced that he will designate Yemen-Iran-backed Houthi rebels as a foreign terrorist organization as time runs down on the Trump administration. The designation takes effect on January 19th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So three of you had written last week about the new U.S. COVID strain. And I need to clarify, we do not have evidence yet or any delineation or discussion of an actual identified U.S. strain. I wouldn't be surprised, but many of you have asked if you've had it yet, and so let me just kind of clarify what that is about, because I wouldn't be surprised if we hear in the next month or two that, yes, a new strain has emerged in the United States, but the CDC has been very quick to say, we have not identified a new U.S. strain. Again, you could quote me, but, you know, this could change at any time. So what had happened was the White House task force last week had suggested that we already have a new strain that had been brewed and mutated and emerged within the United States. And it also suggested that this new strain could be 50% more infectious, not more lethal, but more infectious. And it wasn't the UK strain. This has got to be very confusing for you all. And you know, even sometimes I have to do a double take. So if we could take a couple steps back, we've had COVID here in the United States. We were told about it late December, early January last year, but we suspect and we've had some evidence that COVID, the COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, had been here since maybe the fall of 2019, hence COVID-19. In China, they've been not very hospitable to World Health Organization or UN inspectors. So there's not a lot of information that we need that we're getting. I heard there might have even been a data dump. So we're kind of working with only the pieces of information, and we were working with that China would give us. Then Italy had said, look, you know, we have some cases here. And then people said, you see, it started in Italy. No. Okay, I would not start blaming Italy for COVID. And, you know, we need a lot more evidence. The last thing you want to do is start accusing any Italian, right, of them doing something wrong when they didn't. All right? Same thing with Israel. Don't be starting to blame this on Israel. So the blame game, you know, has been going on for a while. And then recently, we were told that in the UK, there was a strain that had a mutation, a 501, I apologize here, an N501Y mutation that affected the spike protein. So when you have a virus, the virus has to latch on, kind of like a key to a door, and it needs these spike proteins on them. Flu, a lot of viruses have these spike proteins. And so the UK variant looks like decided to outsmart man, and when man thinks God links, man works God, or nature laughs, starts to play around with a little spike protein, and so a new variant emerged from the UK, called the B1117. Okay? In the meantime, South Africa's like, I think we got a new one too. We think it has a similar mutation, but this strain is a little different. And theirs is called, I believe the, I always have to look this up, the, oh, I apologize, B1351. Well, it's because there's so many names and numbers. Okay, let me just tell you what the South African strain. First, it was the S01V2. Then it was the S01YV2. Now it's the B1352. Okay, I'm supposed to remember all that? Please. So, now South Africa has a strain with the mutation. So, in the last week or two, many of the headlines have said, is the UK strain here in America? Is the South African strain here in America? Well, we don't think the South African strain is here in America, but we do believe that the UK strain has made it to America because by the time anybody told us about it, people had already traveled and spread it. And so now in multiple states, they've said, oh, we have this B1117 strain here. That is not what we're talking about with what the White House Task Force had brought up last week. They believe that while the UK was, you know, unfortunately, you know, having a new strain emerge, in South Africa, the U.S. as well. And remember, the U.S. is a big country. We have 360 million people. You know, to the U.K., 70 million. I'm not surprised that with all the cases we have here, that virus hasn't mutated and changed. However, the CDC says, guys, but we don't have any evidence of that. And so I wrote an article, and I have a link to their emergency SARS-CoV-2 virus sort of watch list. Right now, they only on their radar is what's going on with the UK and South Africa. But at least, hopefully now, people are on the lookout for a U.S. strain. Now, why do we care? You know, are you all as exhausted, you know, when it comes to COVID as I am? Well, we care because we have just spent billions of dollars on vaccines. And we want to make sure that these vaccines work. We are in the very early process of the rollout. We've probably vaccinated maybe 7 to 10 million people. We got another 350 million people to go. And we want to know that this vaccine we're using will work. So, we have received, they're studying it as quickly as possible. We have received from Pfizer news that we think our vaccine is going to work. Well, yeah, I mean, if I was Pfizer, I would say that too. You know, I mean, no offense, Pfizer, but, you know, you spent a lot of money. You worked really, really hard on this vaccine. You know, you made as good a vaccine as possible. I would probably say, look, guys, I think it's going to work. But, you know, do we really have proof? Well, they're studying it. But walk me through how they're studying that. Right now, in the last week or two, we have been giving the very first recipients of the COVID vaccine their second Pfizer dose. Remember, you had to give two doses 21 days apart. So those people just received their second Pfizer dose. Building immunity still will take a few weeks. So we technically don't have vaccinated immune people, enough of them, for sure. Now, I think we will have some data in the coming weeks, but you're not going to convince me that as of today, we're good. Because we're just right now, I don't know if you guys have been on social media, but for the social media accounts that still exist, but everybody is now showing their second COVID selfie. Okay? So, it's all about the selfies these days. So you've seen a whole bunch of, I got my second COVID selfie. Great. Congratulations. That's wonderful. So it still takes a few weeks to build up immunity. Remember, after the first shot, you're only 50%. I don't want to say immune, but there's a 50% chance that you won't get ill with COVID or have serious illness from COVID-19. After the second shot, that's when we believe you're going to have the ability to have 95% efficacy against fighting the virus. That still takes a few weeks. So right now you can't convince me that we have enough of a data set to show that the UK variant that might be circulating in America is already being warded off by these people. But I wouldn't be surprised if it did work. Because again, you know, if the variation isn't as severe variation and the vaccine and the immunity that these vaccines provide is strong enough, I think it will cover it. I am optimistic, but don't be telling me it's 100%. Okay? Don't be telling me that. If you don't know, say, we don't know yet. Okay? Don't lie, because once you lie, then we don't believe you. I'm going to believe the person or the politician or the pharmaceutical company that says, look, okay, we're not going to lie. We're not going to blow smoke up your peritoneum. We are going to tell you what we have. Right now, people are getting their second shot. It's going to take a few weeks to see what their immunity looks like. That's honest. I'll listen to you then. But if I think you're lying or just trying to play, you know, to play me, I'm not going to listen. Now, mind you, when it comes to Americans, we're a little different when it comes to receiving information and marketing. You know, people are still not convinced that they should get this vaccine. So sometimes the message is going to be more direct. You know, I prefer, you know, you tell me like it is. But others might say, you know what, then I'll wait. And since we don't want people to wait because they're getting sick, you might see the message, guys, it works, just get the vaccine. So that's what's going on there. So currently no U.S. strain, a new one in Japan we're going to talk about in a little bit. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I can't give you my parlor handle. I had, because I think Parler is still down for the time being, but I believe it's at Dr. Dahlia also. I just signed up on MeWe. I just don't have time to be on all these social media outlets, but I just don't know which ones would exist. And so, you know, I'm not too active on the other ones, but I promise some of you have asked what my handles are. I think I'm going to just try to keep my handle Dr. Dahlia. You'll be able to find me. But currently, I still have a presence on Facebook and Twitter. We were discussing the Japan strain, the new Japan strain of COVID. We don't have a name for it yet. Apparently, that was discovered after four people, I believe, came back from Brazil. So you would think there'd be some headlines talking about a new strain in Brazil, but I don't know if they've thought that far. Right now, there's a new strain they believe they have found in Japan from people that traveled from Brazil. So as we get more information on that, we'll tell you. Again, viruses mutate. That's what they do. There will be new strains. That's why we see this with the flu shot each year, where we have to update our flu shot, because the flu likes to, the flu virus in all its activity seems to change. Although you wonder, with our flu season being so minimal this year, we wonder if we'll be able to use the same shot again. I don't know. I'm suspecting it'll still change. Okay, so some of your emails and questions. For emails, we get emails at my website at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Of course, we have a message box on Twitter, Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had gone, apparently, to the, you want to be anonymous, so that's fine. I'm not going to say anything because you're still working, hopefully. You had gone to the rally in Washington, came back, and your boss wants to talk to you. Okay, so apparently he has this call set up. Now, I might have nothing to do with that. Maybe the boss has some things, you know, maybe there's some reports you need to do, and, you know, I'd wish I could get you on the phone. I'd love to talk to you. But this listener is having some anticipation and some fear and anxiety that because they were at a rally, they're going to come back and lose their job. Now, there were tens of thousands of people at the rally. Dozens had stormed, a lot of people had stormed the Capitol. Just because you went to the rally doesn't mean you were a protester. And luckily, with a lot of the cameras and the imagery, they're catching the people that did a lot of the mayhem and damage. And I think there was like feces spread on places. And I think there was like a picture of a toilet with some pizza. And I don't know all the things that was done. Originally, all we saw were selfies. And then we started to see some of the other destruction. And then we started to see what was happening to many of the Capitol Police. I did see a couple protesters help one of the police. It was a woman, a policewoman up. Then you saw other police officers just get hammered. It was a horrible, horrible scene. Probably one of our darkest days in recent history. But if you had gone to a rally, which is your right, if you had gone to a BLM protest, we spoke about this a few months back, where people were concerned if they were, you know, arrested, would they lose their job? We spoke about this even last week. You know, if you committed a crime, yeah, don't be surprised if you lose your job. But technically, within the law right now, if you go to a peaceful protest or rally, if you exercise any of your rights under the Constitution, you should still be fine. I mean, if you know, this one listener is very, very concerned about what he should say to his boss. Don't lie. Never lie. I think if your boss catches you in a lie, that's grounds for dismissal. So don't lie. If you were in Washington and you went to support, you know, a rally, you know, and you believe they know about it, don't ask, don't tell. But if you believe that they saw you at the rally, you could say, yes, I was there. I wasn't involved in the protest. I was miles away because, you know, there were people for miles. And then I went back to my hotel and I checked my emails and then I went to bed. You know, if your boss wants to fire you for that, that's not a boss I would want to work for. You know, same thing. If you got fired for attending a BLM peaceful protest and your boss fired you for that, not a boss I would want to work for. You have a right to be at any peaceful protest. You have a right to assembly. Now, if you lit a building on fire, if you did graffiti, if you, you know, spread feces on other, if you destroyed public property, committed a crime, your boss has every right to fire you. Now, what if you're the boss? Okay, you know, we have a lot of managers and, you know, employers that listen to the show too. You know, what if you had an employee that did participate in, let's say, the riots or BLM protests and destruction? Well, again, you know, it all depends on where your place of employment is. Many states, like Nevada, I believe, is at will, where you can, you know, you could fire somebody for any reason, I believe. But then there's others where there's wrongful termination. So if you are an employer and you feel like you want to terminate somebody, let's say they sexually harass somebody, you have proof. I mean, you know, you have to have a paper trail. You know, firing somebody, I can't stand it when I hear somebody was fired and they did nothing wrong. Usually there's supposed to be a review. Usually there's supposed to be something in writing where, all right, well, you know, we had this issue and we spoke with you about this, or we spoke with you about this, but that's not always the case. People get fired all the time because people are jealous of you, or they feel threatened by you, or they think you're going to take their job, or they like somebody, you know, they have a crush on them, and they think that person, you know, might, you know, like you more than they. There's always stupid reasons that happen, or you turn somebody down and they wanted, you know, to start a relationship with you and you didn't want that, so there's all these reasons that won't be put in writing. But then again, we go back to, that's not the place you want to work. You know, lifestyle. I had a patient yesterday that called in that had an employer that kept being on her, you know, kept yelling at her to move faster, work faster, and she needed to take time, and she had some medical conditions. Now again, there are laws. There's the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. There's workers' comp. There's a lot of entities in place for people that have medical conditions to be able to not be, you know, whipped by the boss, figuratively. But there's a lot of anxiety with where we're working, because for those of us that do still have jobs, it's not the happiest place to work all the time, especially in this arena. Many employers are really getting hurt financially because they're only able to operate at 25% capacity or 50% customer volume. Prices are going up. I don't know if you've started to see inflation. I had to buy a box, of paper towel. It was $50 for paper towel. $50. I told the kids, don't just wipe once. You know, wipe, fold. I mean, you know, don't be taking seven pieces of paper towel. I didn't realize how much money we are spending on paper towel. That's a lot of money. And then, you know, we use it for the office, studio, things like that. Things are getting more expensive, so inflation is going to skyrocket. So the average employer is stressed. For those of you in management, I just heard in my neck of the woods, I think MGM Properties just let go about 141 managers. You know, managers, their jobs aren't any more safe than any other employee. And so they might project that onto the employees. And so, you know, we talk about lifestyle on the show in terms of, you know, how to deal with stress, how to deal with employers, how to not hate life. You know, if most of your day is in a job where you don't like who you're working for, you don't believe who you're working for, you guys aren't on the same page, how do you have the passion? How do you have the ambition? So if there's somebody that gets mad that, you know, you want to, you know, fight for rights, and, you know, you have a passion, you know, politically, depending on what you attended at any time at this year, you know, for some people, they're like, oh, you know what, keep politics out of it, I can still work. But for those of you who think you're going to lose your job at any second and you have to hide how you feel, that might not be the best place to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep those questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.